This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to two marches by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, which both explore the ideas of the meeting between Eastern and Western cultures. Now, being a composer in Europe in the 19th century was an exciting thing because as the major countries started expanding their various colonial holdings around the world, the cultures and music of those areas were coming back to Europe. Especially if you lived in a city like Paris, there was an explosion of cultural exchange, and advances in ships and trains meant that travel was getting easier too. One thing that became hugely popular was the World Exposition. The first one was held in London in 1851, and it was a massive success. Countries from all over the world set up booths, you could see the latest technologies, check out exotic clothing and food, and of course, hear some music. And other cities followed suit, including Paris in 1867. There was always a strain of exoticism in Western culture. You can look at how popular Marco Polo's writings were from back in the 1200s. But to use a cliched phrase, the world was getting smaller, and there was an explosion of fascination with the variety that it held. The first piece we'll listen today is Orient et Occident, which means East and West. It's meant to depict that meeting between the two cultures, and it features music reminiscent of French military marches sandwiched around a section of vaguely Eastern music. You get some gongs and drums and a winding melody that even today would come across as, quote, Asian. And I put it in quotation marks because there aren't a ton of points for authenticity here. This is very much viewed through the lens of European music and culture. But it's still an important look into a time when the far-flung areas of the globe started seeming a lot less far-flung. Here's the U.S. Marine Band with Saint-Saëns' Orient et Occident.
Thank you.
Like I said, there's not a lot of authenticity in the, quote, Eastern music there, but it's still an interesting look into a time when people were really starting to look to various cultures around the world for inspiration in their own pieces. Now, look, I like the music, but I can't let the elephant in the room just sit there, because all of this cultural exchange did come at a big price. Cultural appropriation, stereotyping, outright racism, and, I mean, come on, we're talking about colonial enterprises here. You're subjugating nations of people and exploiting them and their resources. And that's a problem when we listen to the music today. You want to pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, but this is the environment this music came out of. And you notice the piece we just listened to, Orient et Occident, East and West, both began and ended with the West. You can't say there isn't symbolism there. So what should we do? Is this music just irredeemable because of the context? Obviously, I don't think so, because I wouldn't have featured it here today. But to give more context, we'll be listening to another piece that gives a much clearer picture of what was happening at the time. This comes out of Saint-Saëns' Algerian Suite. And he loved Algeria. He spent a lot of time there. The first few movements depict various aspects of Algerian life and culture. But this movement, the final movement, is the most telling. The French military march. On the streets of Algiers, as people go about their daily lives, there's a constant military presence of the French colonial forces. The triumphant ending to this one definitely shows who's the boss here. The U.S. Marine Band again, the French military march from Saint-Saëns' Suite Algérienne. We'll be right back. Like I said, Saint-Saëns loved Algeria. He spent a lot of time there, and that's true even today. A lot of French people and European people spend a lot of time in Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, the places that were once part of the French Empire. And that's the issue. It's wonderful to go and experience new and different cultures, but there's also that sense of the colonial past that you have to reconcile yourself with in some way. Thanks to the U.S. Marine Band for putting those recordings up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you get the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. It would help out a lot. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we're going to be listening to another great French composer, Debussy, along with some Handel, and we're going to kick things off by celebrating the birthday of Wagner on Monday. I'll see you then.